This podcast is a proud member of the CypherCast Network. Discover more at cyphercast.net and follow us on Twitter at cyphercast.net.
Greetings and welcome to the CypherCast Chronicles, a PlayStation podcast featuring various campaigns and adventures using Monte Cook Games' Cypher system. This is part 2 of the Fragile Estate Adventure 1. When we last left our heroes, they had tracked down a recursor named Deborah Sanders, who had contacted the estate looking for help. However, as they approached her van, the group was shot at by unknown assailants, and Deborah fled the van with some kind of harness strapped to her back. Let's have the players introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm William. I'm playing Jackson Harper, a paranoid paradox who works the system.
Hey, what's up? I'm Lucas. I'm playing Adair, who is a skeptical spinner who works the system on Earth.
Greetings, I'm Jim Ryan, and I'm playing Jack McCandless, a sharp-eyed vector who looks for trouble on Earth.
Now, let's pick up the action in progress. Enjoy.
Alright, so yeah, you shoot the guy, and he does 2 points of damage to him. He backpedals, drops the rifle, and pulls out a hunting knife.
Oh, bring it.
Okay, and he is going to swing at you, so give me a speed defense.
Okay. And you said he's a 4?
Yes. He's okay. Level 4.
I got no successes.
All right, so he slices at you with the hunting knife, catches you across the forearm, does 2 points of damage.
All right, so my force field is up, which absorbs 3 points of damage.
All right, so he hits this this field.
And it sparkles a little bit as it goes across my arm. And
you see a look of surprise cross his face when that happens. So Jack and Adair, so you're in this van. You look behind you, and the woman's still running down the street, and the whine that's coming off of her, this large, high-pitched whine, is getting louder and louder. And in fact, there's in the back of her back starts to glow, this harness that she's wearing, some sort of rig. What do y'all want to do?
Very, very, very groggily, I'm looking over to Jack, and I'm holding my head and going back and forth between holding the arm and holding the head, and I end up just looking at him saying, like, dude, she's gonna jump, man. She's out if you don't get to her. Like, she's gone.
Yes, I'm going to leap to the driver's seat, turn the ignition, and tear off after her.
So you leap to the driver's seat, you turn on the car, and you start driving. The doors are flapping behind you, and you spin around the car. It's a large van. It's a small street with cars parallel parked on both sides. So,
excellent.
Give me some driving skill. You got any driving skill?
No, not at all. There may be some property damage.
Because you're in a hurry trying to get this car out. Let's see if you can make it out in one swift motion.
If you allow it, I do have an ability called efficiency, which allows for me to kind of help somebody out by squeaking out that little bit extra.
Okay. So,
like, I can like coax the van into squeaking out a tighter turn radius, which could help him in turning. I actually just got to look up the exact thing it does for you.
I think it provides him an asset.
Yeah, I think it provides him an asset. Yeah, an asset that reduces the associated task difficulty by 2 steps for 1 minute.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I'm going to coax the van into being able to just turn just a little bit tighter just to make it easier for him to whip the wheel around. So that can be my action.
So you're not going to coax Jim into being able to drive better. You're going to coax the van into being able to drive better.
Well, I'm giving him that asset that helps it. That helps it, you know.
I realized that. I was just trying to figure out, like, you're commuting with the van, or are you commuting with Jack?
I'll commute with Jack, just because it's
a thing where it's like, no. Well, you can see out the back better, probably, so.
Yeah. So you tell him, you know, reverse up to, like, so he's, like, a millimeter away from the car behind you as you spin around. So,
yeah,
that makes sense. Easier roll. So Jack, give me a driving skill. It's still going to be level 2, though.
Right. Well, so what I'm going to do also
level 4.
Yeah.
That is true. Let's see. This would be what type of challenge is this?
I would say this would be a speed based challenge.
Okay.
I'm trying to do it in all hurriness.
Excellent. So what I shall do then is I shall also spend effort on this. Okay. Or this, again, is something I find important. So I will, and again, I have an edge of one, so I'm down 2 points on that.
Okay.
And here we go. And to the icosahedron.
Oh, my God, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Reroll that crap.
I think I'm going to spend an XP and reroll that crap.
So you needed a 3 and you rolled a 2. All right.
I did, sir. That's right. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. In the future, please do try to, you know, say what you roll, because there is going to be the audio portion of this.
So. That is true. Yeah. That is very true.
I think me yelling "reroll that crap."
But okay, go ahead.
All right. Spent XP spent. Let's try that again, shall we?
19. All right.
Ah, slightly minor better. F. Good.
So what happens is you spin the car around really quickly, and the guy in the coffee shop had jumped the fence to the coffee shop and was heading, you know, running out to the street to confront you. And basically you spin the van around. He back pedals and falls on his ass, basically trying to avoid you getting run over by the van. So that's your minor action for the he loses his turn for this turn.
Awesome.
But yeah, so you spin the – you're facing now this woman running down the street. She's probably about, I would say, 25 yards ahead of you. Yeah, I don't know how much that is in metrics. Okay, that would be – yeah.
About 25 meters.
A yard is not equal to
me. It's close. Close enough.
Trying to catch up with her, but well.
Yeah. All right, so you just gun in it. You're hitting the gas. You're going to try to run her over, or what are you going to try to do?
No, I'm not going to try to run over. I'm actually going to try to get – at least – you know, I'm actually going to try to get between her and the shooter, one of the shooters.
All right. So what I'm going to do, though
– convince her that, you know, we're good guys type thing.
So, Lucas.
Yeah.
Adair, as a GM intrusion – he's spinning the van around really quickly. You're in the back of it. You're groggy. You're dazed. And the centrifugal force of this turn launches you out of the back of the van. And you tumble to the ground.
This is not your best day.
No, it's not.
Reminds me of Budapest.
Defeats the purpose
All right. So I'm hitting the ground. Awesome. And luckily, just to take care of it now, we'll give Jackson that other one.
Oh, okay.
Because he's actually doing, you know, stuff.
Fighting with somebody. It's life.
He's not kicking me out of the van.
Threw you in the van, he grabbed the van, he drove off and just, you know, but he didn't close the back of the van. So
Literally a lot of time.
Yeah, you probably reached and grabbed a keyboard, you know, trying to grab something to hold on to, and you just ripped the keyboard out of the socket, and you know, now you've got a keyboard in your hand, you know. So, but all right, so Jackson, you're on the hill, you know, fighting this guy with a knife. You've got your Glock out, or your little. Actually, you said it was a smaller weapon than that.
No, well, just a little Glock, like you know, 38.
Okay. So, all right, we're top of the round again.
All right, so I'm hoping that he's startled enough by the way that his blade had no effect on me that I can just kind of mentally cow him and just say, "Get on your knees right now, or the next bullet's going through your nostril."
All right.
That seems like something like a tough CIA guy would say.
That sounds great. Give me a intimidation check. I'm going to give you the asset, though, of the last attack. And so normally this would be a level 5 attack against this guy, because that's one thing. They're being trained. They're not very susceptible to intimidation. But because of that asset, it's down to level 4.
4. All right. And I'm going to spend 2 levels of effort in intellect.
Okay.
Cost me 3 points.
Or you can do might. Depending on the type of intimidation.
Yeah. So if I'm gonna try to intimidate with intellect, I'm gonna I'm going to tell him, have you ever seen the way that a bullet comes out of the back of a man's head? Get on your knees. So five. So we're down to two.
So yeah, you're down to two. So you need a six.
Boy, two levels of effort is nice.
Yeah. So you got it.
Yep.
All right. So yeah, he sort of drops the weapon and gets down on his knees a little bit. Like he's shaking. You definitely got him.
Face down. Put your hands on your head, or I'm going to shoot.
Is it true that there is a place in a man's head that if you shoot it, it will blow up?
I could shoot you just right, and you'll just lose your sense of smell.
So that's – you basically nullified his turn. He does exactly what you say. However,
now I have no idea whatsoever what to do. I got to start carrying zip ties or something with me on my days off.
Okay. The guy on the street that's basically 3 feet away from Adair.
Oh, man.
Gets himself up off the ground about the same time Adair does. It's kind of like y'all are just both staring at each other. And the gun that he was using, his dart gun, is pretty much a foot and a half from both of you.
Ah!
In between you. All right. So what are you going to try to do, Adair? You're staring at him. He's staring at you.
He's going to hit the ground for the fourth time
tonight. Really?
Dive for that thing.
Yeah, you're either going to have to go for the gun or kiss. One of the two.
He's going to have so much road rash.
All right. Give me initiative roll.
Really?
Yeah. One of you's going to act first. He's going to run for the gun, or you're going to run for him. You know, whoever's going to act first right now.
I was thinking about fast-talking him. Actually, wait, no. That's got to be not in hostile situations. Crap! That ruined the idea that I was going to do. But it is considered hostile. All right, yeah.
What are you going to try to do? Wait a second. That sounds fun. What are you going to do?
I was thinking about, you know, basically looking at him, because fast-talk is something that you can get away with if it's going to keep the person out of harm. Okay. So basically just look at him and be like, hey man, you know, you go for that. I can't guarantee that you're going to be safe. Like, you know, you go for that and it, you know, there's no holds barred here.
Okay. Give me a social interaction roll. Give me a fast talk roll. Got to be to level 4.
All right. So I have persuasion. Would that count here?
Yes, it will.
All right, so for the folks at home, fast talk costs 1 intelligence, but I have an edge of 2 in intelligence, so that's not gonna that's not gonna cost me anything. And with persuasion, it's gonna lower it a difficulty, so it's down to a 3. Yep. So I'm not gonna do effort because I have another really cool idea here. So, and of course,
what? And you roll a 3. So
dice hate me.
Okay.
I almost want to re-roll, but I almost want to let this happen just to see if I can get away with what I want to try.
I'm not a fan of the whole dice shaming thing, but I think...
Oh, I am totally dice shaming later.
Yeah, no, I think this has earned it.
How do you shame electronic dice?
I already actually wrote on Twitter that, you know, I gently kissed the van with the back of my head, so... Because, you know, That's what I do.
It was poetry in motion.
Roll 20 dice seem to roll either ones or 20s a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of games where there's been a lot of GM intrusion ones. But then again, at the table that I at my you know my table game, there's a lot of ones rolled still too, or really really low rolls. So
but anyway,
all right.
Obviously, this fails. So
he looks at you and dives for the gun. He grabs the gun. Give me a speed defense.
Okay. Level 4?
Yes. Actually, level 3.
That's because
of the situation.
Matter.
You have an asset. He's on the ground diving. Yeah, it's harder for him. But you still get shot again.
I'm thinking I might re-roll this because I don't want to get shot again.
All right. He rolled a 5, so he needed a 12. But
yeah. You said it was a 3, though.
Yes, you needed a 9.
Yeah, 9. All right. So it's a 3. Let's. Holy!
All right.
I rolled 7, folks at home. I cannot roll anything over an 8 tonight. Just say.
All right. So he shoots you in the chest again with another dart.
Oh.
Give me an intellect defense roll.
Awesome.
3. Oh, you succeeded. So you take 2 points of might damage from the dart, but you succeeded ignoring the mild tranquilizer.
Hooray.
All right. So we're okay. So Jim, you're driving in the car, or Jack, excuse me. See, you're driving in the car, getting close to this woman. Her backpack is basically glowing a bright sun color.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but I'm concerned she's about to do something foolish. So what I'm going to try to do is, if I can get close enough, I'm not actually going to do the thing of pulling up ahead of, trying to get the window down, pull up ahead of her.
Okay.
And just kind of do that thing where I sort of turn in front of her and sort of yell, "Damn it, you called us for help, we're trying to get you out of here."
All right, so you whip the van in front of her. You do this nice power slide in the middle of the road so that you're, you know, the driver's side door is facing her. And as you know, she doesn't look like she's stopping. And as you would think that she would impact the van, she's gone.
Son of a... I banged the steering wheel in frustration.
Okay.
Then he turns back to tell Adair what's going on.
Yes. Sort of the guy. And kind of see where if I sort of look back and see what's happening with the guy with the gun, and I'm I don't know if I can do this or not, or if I have to wait till next.
So you look back and you see that the guy that just shot Adair with the dart gun has booked it down the street and through the coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
He shot Adair and he ran.
Okay. So if he was still out there, I was considering running him down, but there still, I think, might be another sniper out there, although I haven't, unless I'm aware of what Jackson is doing.
So, no, you haven't seen Jackson since this whole thing started.
Yeah, so I'm basically going to...
You've done your turn, so... Mm-hmm. All right, up to Jackson. You've got this guy pinned on the ground.
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of, like, you know, kneel on the small of his back and try to kind of pat him down like I halfway know what I'm doing. And if he's got cuffs, I'm going to put those on him. If he's got a weapon or something, I'm just going to kind of fling it away. But I'm keeping the gun jammed painfully into the back of his skull so that he's sure who's in charge here.
Gotcha. So as you're doing this, you're frisking him from weapons. You know, you're basically behind him, you know, making sure that he's not carrying anything. You do find another small pistol in his boot, but you don't find any, he's dressed in black. He doesn't have any kind of wallet or identification on him. And as you're trying to, you're about to flip him over to see, just to make sure that he doesn't have anything in his front pockets, you notice that he's convulsing.
Uh-oh. All right, well, he's probably a faker. So I'll kind of flip him over and check his pulse and make sure he's breathing.
Yeah, that suicide pill is totally a placebo.
Yeah. You do notice that there is some clear liquid running down the side of his mouth. Could be saliva, but it doesn't look like it.
You know, I'm not going to go mouth to mouth with this guy. So if he offed himself, so it goes. But I mean, check his pulse. Is he?
Dying? It is really, really, really fast.
Okay. All right.
He's about to go into a cardiac arrest.
Okay. I will pick up his rifle and his guns and walk back down to the street.
Okay.
Jog back down to the street.
All right. You see Adair groggily getting off of the ground again.
Has he been on the ground this entire time? What the hell?
up, down.
He's in the middle of the street. In
fact, all I saw was you fall the first time, and then I turned around and ran. So.
And in fact, there's like two cars now honking at him because he's in the middle of the road. And he's blocking traffic. And the guy gets out there and like, "Are you all right? Do you need any help?"
I'll just roll my eyes. And
you hear sirens in the distance, too. Yeah. Like somebody heard gunshots and has called the cops.
Oh, so I better ditch the rifle. Mm-hmm. Actually, I better ditch everything because I don't actually have a license to carry the gun that I have, because having a license would just let them track me down.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So if there's like a storm grate or anything like that, I'll just dump everything down the storm grate.
Okay. There totally is.
All right.
Even the rifle?
Yep. Gosh.
I'm assuming you take all the bullets out of it then. And don't let me leave a, you know, your Glock with its, you know, magazine in it and down the rifle.
I'm definitely going to at least brush my fingerprints off the Glock. But
okay.
I would like to give them the opportunity to, because we need to search this van. So I would like to give them the opportunity. I'm going to drive back by and give them the opportunity to hop in, or at least Adair the opportunity to hop in if he wants to, if Jackson is determined to stay, so that, because we got to get this thing off the street.
Oh yeah. So if I see the van coming, I mean, if I see that in enough time, then I'll not dump the guns and toss them all in the van.
Yeah. I mean, the streets, like what's going on in the street is in clear view of you. It's only about, you know, 50 yards away. The hill wasn't that far. Right. So.
And what's happening? I apologize. What happened to the other guy? The one that
shot Adair, pretty much ran through the coffee shop and disappeared.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess if he comes up to grab me with the van, I'm going to get into the passenger side of the van, just shaking my head, looking at him, going, yeah, next time, can you keep me in the van? Please?
All right, so I'll jump in and make sure the back door
is not detachable.
I'll jump in the back, make sure the back doors are shut.
Okay.
And then kind of pound the side of it.
Tearing away, going to try to just basically get out of this immediate area and
drive casually. Okay.
Yeah, drive drive casually to somewhere where we'll be, you know, be able to sort of park it off for a while and take a look at it.
I told you there'd be snipers. Didn't I tell you there'd be snipers?
Yes, you told us there'd be snipers. But God. To be fair, you always tell us there'll be snipers.
But there were snipers.
Meanwhile, while they're arguing, I'm going to climb in the back.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to just sit down at one of the computers, and I'm going to hack the impossible on this computer.
All right.
Which basically gives me access to everything in that computer. Okay. Let the two of them argue and just get to work here.
Hey, Adair, you're bleeding.
Darts. Mild sedative darts. Who brings darts with them?
I think
somebody who wants to take somebody alive.
I've got a... I fish around in one of my do I have my first aid kit? Would my first aid kit be on me, or would that be back in the car?
That'd be back in the car.
That would be back in the car. So,
I want to do my one action recovery.
You can get it from the car as you drive by.
Yeah.
All right. You go ahead and do your action recovery if you want. Yeah. All
right. 4. So 2 into speed, 2 into intellect. Thanks.
Yeah, that might be a good idea for me too.
Yeah, it's. There's not going to be stopping by our car is actually not going to be helpful to us at this time, because we'll need to be able to collect that car later.
Gotcha. So,
and we don't want to draw attention to it in case anyone tells the cops what happened. So
yeah, I have more illegal guns in the trunk. So.
We'll have to come back for that car later.
Okay.
But my immediate attention is put toward getting us. Somewhere safe or sort of out of sight so that we can sort of assess.
Gotcha. So as you're hacking this computer, you noticed that the person who owned this computer had done a lot of looking into the OSR. There's they pulled up a dozen files. They flagged a different things. They've downloaded a couple of different weird documents. You find this fragment of a schematic that you're not quite sure what it is that has like OSR written on the corner. You also find this chat between somebody called Oracle and Miss Adler. And the chat reads, Oracle says, you are in danger. They are coming for you. Miss Adler says, are you certain? Oracle says, yes. You have little time. Miss Adler, rig is not done charging. Need an hour. Oracle, you don't have that. Miss Adler, get me that. Oracle, I can't. That's not how I work. Miss Adler, make it how. Then there's like a space of, you know, 15 minutes before the next communique. Oracle says, email Catherine Manners. Tell her your situation. Tell her you have information. Miss Adler, who the hell is Catherine Manners? Oracle, no time. Just do it. Miss Adler, I don't understand. How can I trust you or her? Oracle, do it now. Other things that you notice in this van is a copy of the complete works of Sherlock Holmes. You also notice that there's a lot of Sherlock Holmes icons on her computer. She has apparently watched the complete Sherlock on Netflix. She's got that in her watched queue of her Netflix on her computer. So you have a feeling that she, the person in the van, might have been using the handler, Miss Adler. Anybody else wants to look around? He's just hacking the computer. So
I'm going to attempt to sort of secure the sniper rifle in such a way that it has a minimum of my fingerprints on it, because maybe that's something we can use later to get some ID on the shooter.
Gotcha.
But I'm thinking maybe she jumped to Sherlock Holmes land. I'm assuming having been agents for a while, we're versed on the idea of recursions and... Mm-hmm. So she may have been using some of this stuff to key in on that recursion.
Yeah. Also, one thing you do find, Adler, is the schematics for her recursion harness, her inapposable harness, or whatever it's pronounced.
I was going to ask you if that's what it was.
Inopposite.
Yes. Inopposite harness, yes. Jack, what are you doing?
Well...
Just driving around still?
I've been driving. I don't know if I've gotten us to a safe place yet or not.
Yes.
That's mostly it. Yep. So I'll just basically I will check out Adair and make sure he's okay. Mm-hmm. As far as wounds and stuff of that nature.
He's a little beat up, but he's all right.
Yeah. I do not have my kit with me, but I can try to sort of just do what I can in here. Actually, I cast about and see if she has any first aid supplies, that kind of thing.
All right, give me a search check.
Yeah. Actually, searching the van, yes, that's a good idea. I will search the van.
I'm going to tap Jack on the shoulder and pause him for a second. Hey, hold on a sec. Let me show you something. And on my smartphone, on Twitter, there actually already have been some tweets about the shooting. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna look at this. Look at this. Look how fast this stuff gets on the web. This is crazy.
Yeah,
they're on to us.
We're better.
Then an at tweet goes into Jackson's Twitter saying, "Yeah, shut up. I'm trying to concentrate over
I'm
here.
I'm bleeding here.
Don't tweet back."
And then, if possible, Is there a way to use my skills to hack further to try to find out the identity of this Oracle person?
I've got.
Yeah, you can try to. Yeah,
I've got hacking as well, so I can support that.
All right.
I guess would that be an asset?
Yeah, that would be an asset. But Jack, go ahead and give me your search roll of the van first.
I'm sitting here. Is there hacking? And I'm sitting here muttering away. We're better off without the damn internet.
Better not shut off that router, dude. I will kill you.
I got a 13.
Okay. You find two ciphers. You find another backpack that has a cell disruption grenade in it. And it's basically two of these little cell disruption grenades that are tied together like bolo style. That's and okay. You find a recursion code. And basically what you see is that within the book of Sherlock Holmes falls out a picture of this swampy landmass with fog rolling in. And as you look at it, it looks like the fog moves a little bit and you see two sort of glowing eyes on the edge of it, and at the bottom of it is titled Grimpen Mire. You tell right away that this is a recursion key to this specific location.
Now look at that. I will point. I'm already carrying two ciphers, so I don't think I can. So I'm at limit.
Well, the recursion key is not really a cipher, so you can carry that, but...
I'll pick that up then, and... But I will show it to the others. And so, recursion key, the Grimpen Mire?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Grimpin.
Yes. And anybody with any Sherlock lore knows this from The Hound of the Baskervilles. Which I don't know if either of your characters knows, but you know.
Oh, they're totally, totally binge watch Sherlock. Totally.
My character thinks Cumberbatch is okay, but he doesn't go hold a candle to Jeremy Brett. That's just my character, by the way. Don't send angry emails.
Sure, whatever you say, buddy.
You send them to my character, not to me.
back to the hackering and tinkering thing. Hackering. Yeah, that was good.
Hackering. Mm-hmm.
The hackery.
Okay, hacker. give me a roll for that.
All right, so I do have coding in computers. I am trained in that.
Okay.
So, yeah. What difficulty are we talking here?
To find out more information about the Oracle,
sure.
We're going to go level 6. High level stuff here.
So, I'm trained in coding.
Mm-hmm.
I can use Hack the Impossible again, which gives me access, basically.
What does Hack the Impossible actually do?
Hold on. Getting there so I can just read it to you. That way you know I'm not cheating. Yay for having the book right here. Yay for not having the bookmark in the page. Sorry. You can persuade automatons, machines, and computers to do your bidding. You can discover an encrypted password, breakthrough security on a website, briefly turn a machine off, such as a surveillance camera, or disable an automaton. But basically, computers to do your bidding.
Ah.
So I want to know what this chick is. And then obviously you're trained in using and exploiting computer software, no more computer languages, things like that, internet protocol, what have you. So take that as you will. And then, because it was so hard, let's put in...
I'm specialized in hacking.
Okay.
So I don't know, would that work as an asset?
Yeah, sure. Is he specialized in hacking as well?
Or? So you're over my shoulder? No, do this! Yeah. Shut up, dude! No, do this! Oh, yeah. Shut up! Turn the van quickly or something. Get him off. Anyway, I'm gonna put in a level of effort, so I'm killing 4 points total. Hack the Impossible is 3. I have an edge of 2, so that's 1. And then 3 for the level of difficulty. So.
Alright, so we brought it down to a 4? Or is it a 3 now?
Well, I don't know if you're giving me the benefit of Hack the Impossible.
All right, I'm gonna give that as in basically just an asset right now.
Okay, so that's 1 level, so that's 5.
His level of effort, or his asset, Jackson's.
That's 4. Coding and computers.
Okay.
3, and then the level of effort.
All right, well,
I'm down to 2.
All right, go ahead. You got to get a 6. All right. Got a 10.
I rolled a 10. Folks.
All right. Unfortunately. All right, so yeah, the problem is that you get so deep into it that you realize that the IP isn't real. It's like a rotating number. And that even as you dig closer to figure out what's generating it, it's kind of being generated out of thin air. Like it's not actually a computer itself that is running this. It doesn't lead to anywhere. In fact, the computer that's connecting to this might not be even in on Earth.
That's some black ops stuff.
So, I mean, and that's what you kind of, you know, after all of that hacking, you get that impression that Oracle is not on a computer on the planet. You've hacked so well that you've pretty much, you know, discounted every other computer that exists on the network.
So Adair's going to sit there and nod a few times and just kind of get that playful smirk on his lips, look over at Jackson and go, "Don't you wish you were this good?" And then basically just kind of get up and point to the crazy IP address and just be like, "Wow, that is masterful right there."
Yeah, that would have stymied me too.
Dude, you would have been stymied well before this point.
You only got this far because I helped.
Well, I think the result...
This is some evil ET hardware right here. Thinking OSR or worse.
Do you think that the signal's coming through the strange?
I'm going to be honest, I'm not exactly sure where it's coming from. I know it's not the OSR because of the amount of stolen OSR documents I just poured through. Some really nice stuff in there, man. The estate is just, they're chintzing out on us here or something.
I wouldn't be surprised, but...
Because, let's be honest, that pack that she had, yeah, schematics, all right here. How to build it, materials, how she did it, what it does, how it runs. Takes an hour to charge up, according to this one chat log. So she's been sitting here at least an hour or so with this Oracle character, just kind of pulling strings and keeping this woman safe, who goes by the name of Ms. Adler, which I just don't like already, just being honest. And yeah, you know, some pretty deep stuff here.
So if we start driving now, we could be to the estate compound in 12 hours.
Why? Why run to Seattle?
Well, not to run to Seattle, but to take all this stuff. This is information that would benefit the... Although I'm curious why you're wanting to keep this information hidden. Information wants to be free, man.
Well, I think at the very least we should call it in.
No. We go after her. If we call this in and she asks what we did with it, and we say that we gave it to the estate, who knows if she's going to trust us or not? You, Mr. Paranoia, should know all about that.
I don't even know
what she wanted in the first place.
She wanted our help. She's running from something. And obviously, it shot me twice.
You should have ducked. I'm just saying.
Did you tell us what happened? And by the way, did you tell us what happened in the chat with Oracle? Or are you keeping that to yourself for now?
I'm not saying the exact details. I said what I felt was important to say.
Okay. All right. Cool. I just want to know.
In
I don't know if I knew that or not. Okay.
Okay.
He basically gave away that Oracle was pulling some strings to keep this woman safe for the hour she needed to get this pack working.
All right.
Oracle? I thought Manners said she worked for a high-tech company.
Well, it could be any kind of Oracle if it's not coming from her.
Wow, wow,
wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you think we should use this recursion key and go after her? You think that's where she went?
How much do you two know about Sherlock Holmes?
It's been a few years.
Yeah, not much. Yeah, I bet you that recursion key doesn't go someplace nice.
Well,
you're not going to end up at Baker Street, okay?
But do you think there's enough other Sherlock Holmes info in the van that we could key in on that recursion? Because I'm assuming none of us have ever been there before and get the free pass.
Depends on how fast you can read. There is the book that is the complete works of Sherlock Holmes. Or the complete collection of Sherlock Holmes. Not works, because it's not, yeah.
I was hoping there was maybe like a picture that we could focus on. Not the Meyer trap picture, but a different one.
Oh, there's a couple pictures in the book, but yeah. The apartment on Baker Street, you've got a couple pictures of Sherlock Holmes rendering, a picture of Watson, a picture of Moriarty, a picture of Christine Adler, and you got a picture of...
Ooh, Adler.
So really quick, does it kind of give the time period that they're all in?
What do you mean?
Like what time period Sherlock Holmes are we talking? Are we talking like original, old school horse and buggy, or are we talking modern type?
No, original Sherlock Holmes.
horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, we can try it. I guess we don't have anything to lose. And if we translate, we're going to come right back to this van when we come back. So yeah, if there's enough material, if any of those pictures look accurate enough to count, you know, to
you do have the recursion key.
Yeah, but that's going to take us to a swamp. She didn't go to a swamp because she didn't use the key.
Yes, but you can also translate to any place that you've been before.
Right, but that's what I was saying. I'm assuming we haven't been to this recursion before?
Yeah, but she might have used the key to get somewhere.
Oh, you go to the last place you went into abeyance at. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I guess she could have gone to the swamp.
Look, I think that Catherine's probably going to tell us to go after her. In any case, because of all this going on, but there is, I think, value in calling her on this in case she knows anything about this Oracle character.
That seems fair.
That, I think, is something that we'll want as much information as we can get on it. I mean, we may have nothing, but we might have something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, we should give her an update that we're jumping off world.
That's what you guys feels right.
All right, so who's making the call?
I'll do it.
You want to do it? All right.
All right.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
So.
I'll dial into this central hub and then.
He probably has the most secure connection.
You've reached the estate. We, you know, and it's basically the message of we pride ourselves and, you know, in providing.
Hit zero.
You know, scholarship foundation funds for the. You know, gifted students and all right.
Bing. The 8-digit bypass key combination. Do, 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 do.
Main directory.
Miss Manners, please.
Confirm code?
31722.
1 second. Field Team 6, you checking in?
Agent Manners, is this line secure?
Yes.
Good. Yes, checking in. We ran into the contact. She fled. It looked like she used an inapposite harness to translate out. We were attacked by someone. I'm sorry?
You were attacked.
We were attacked. Two shooters. One deceased, one escaped.
Describe the situation.
We approached the van. We got shot at. Agent Adair, I got to say, ma'am, performed heroically. I took out one of the other agents and the subject, what's her name? Deborah. Deborah fled. She used some sort of device. Looked like she translated. We have the van. It has a lot of equipment in it. And
any idea where she went?
We have some idea and we are, considering translating after her.
Yes, please pursue, but all caution. Can you describe the assailants? Do we know who sent them?
We don't. They didn't have any identification. I did retrieve one of the weapons that we can possibly use for fingerprinting.
Do you know that if they targeted you or Miss Adler? Or Deborah. I'm sorry. If they targeted you.
Yeah. What a giveaway.
Gee, if you couldn't have figured that out by now.
No.
What, targeted one you or round Deborah. Hit the van, two rounds hit Adair. So I don't know. It could have gone either way. Did you actually hit twice, or did you re-roll that second one?
Oh, no, I got hit twice.
Okay, yeah. Adair got hit twice. The van got hit once.
Is Adair okay?
Yeah, he looks fine.
Was your cover blown?
We didn't talk to anyone. I don't know that we actually had cover. We left the scene.
Is the estate compromised? Do we need to get
the cleaner? No, ma'am. No. We left the scene as soon as authorities started arriving. We have the van with the equipment. We have several of the shooters' weapons, and we left nothing behind.
Great.
Except for all the Twitter feedback.
Sounds like y'all.
That wasn't for me. I was just monitoring everyone else's. But yes, Adair raises a good point. There was a lot of mentions on social media about this.
Yes, that's the all of the noise though should cover that up. Social media is just full of noise at the moment. So.
I'm going to ask her about Oracle.
All right. So, yes, please pursue the subject. If you have any idea, please follow that lead. We would like to apprehend or detain her. She is definitely wanted alive. She is not a target to be, you know,
sanctioned.
Terminated, yes.
All right, we will contact you when we're back on Earth.
All right, sounds like you've done good work so far. Keep it up.
Thank you. Harper out. I have to burn this phone because...
Hang on, did she not know anything about... Are you not going to ask her about Oracle?
I'm sorry, did Adair tell us anything about Oracle? I thought he just gave the rough kind of that she had asked for help.
He said that it came from someone called Oracle. I remember that.
Okay, if he did say, I was under the impression he did not. So okay. If he did, then yes, I'll mention
it. Well, you also assisted him in looking up everything about Oracle, so...
Well, you say assisted, it was more like showed him how.
Words.
So I will, yeah, to Ada or to Manners, I will mention Oracle, unless like Adair's gonna kick me in the ankle or something when I start to mention it. I don't know how much he wants to keep secret.
All right, we'll backtrack the conversation a little bit before you hung up with Catherine. All right. Anything else you need?
And it looks like from what we were able to gather that Deborah. Sorry, I've got Adler stuck in my head. Deborah, it looks like Deborah was in contact with someone called Oracle or the Oracle, and it was Oracle that advised her to call you and gave her your contact info.
That's very interesting.
Do you know who Oracle is?
We've ran into something? The name in the periphery of a couple investigations, but nothing directly.
Well, Oracle knows you and how to contact you.
I'm not sure that's a good thing, but I'm not sure that's a bad thing. Hopefully, Deborah can give us more information when you apprehend her.
We'll get her. That's all we got.
All right. Thank you very much. You've done good work.
Thank you.
All right. The conversation's over with.
Take the battery out of my phone and break it in half and throw it out the window because it's no good now.
Okay.
Have to get another one later.
You probably, had yourself shipped about 14 of them from Korea.
Yeah. No, I've got
14 boxes of them, excuse me.
Buy them in bulk.
So when you translate, do ciphers go with you or no?
Yes.
Yes, ciphers go with you. They just reconstitute into something that fits better for the new recursion.
Excellent. Who wants a pair of bolo grenades?
Grenades. I kind of like what I have now.
You used one of yours already.
I did not. No, the
That was an ability. You're right.
Yeah, the revision. I can actually expend effort on that, and every level of effort is another point of armor,
gotcha.
Which is ridiculous. But I'm going to run with it.
All right,
that works. I'm good with my ciphers, so there's no need to switch them out.
All right, let me take a look and just double check.
So let's find a good spot to stash the van. Maybe like some sort of semi-public parking garage where hopefully a lot of people will come and go and that'll prevent it from just getting jacked.
Okay. That's not hard to do. You can go ahead and do that.
And then I figure we'll all get in the back of the van and
kumbaya and translate.
Kumbaya. Yes.
So there's all of us, so we can do the super speedy method.
Yeah.
I guess we can just basically leave the grenades here for the time being, if that... although, I don't think that's... No, wait, that's not a very bright thing. We're not going to be here while they... Okay. Yeah, so I just realized it might not be the safest thing to just sort of leave the grenades here, so...
What you could do is pop the pin and then, like, wedge them down between the door, the driver's side door and, like, the frame there, so if anybody opens the door...
I think what I will do is I will leave my strength boost thing here, and then I will take their grenades.
Okay.
If that works. Does that count? Does the grenade thing count as one or two?
One.
Okay, good. All right. I'm just writing down grenade thing on the character sheet, and we'll figure that bit out later.
All right. What is the level of the recursion we're going to?
All right. You're going to the Baker Street recursion. It doesn't say, so we're going to give it a level 4. Because everything today has been a level 4, so why not, right?
So, level 4, I will spend 2 levels of effort. Actually, you know what?
Let's make it only a level 3. It's not that big of a recursion. So,
because the vector, not the vector, the paradox, one of the things they can do is reroll on a botch. Let me make double sure. Oh, yeah, because that's my description.
So it's level 3, but because you have a key, that's an asset, so it's a level 2 to initiate the translation.
All right. I'll spend one level of effort.
So you're initiating the paradox?
Yes.
All right.
So that's a level one and success.
All right. So you've succeeded in translating. So, yeah, you got it down to 10 minutes and one round of easing. Yep. So after 10 minutes of trancing, of kumbaya-ing, you find yourself in the middle, at the edge of a mire. It's nighttime. It's dark, obviously. You see a fog rolling over the mire. Behind you is the gate to what looks like the Baskerville house. In the mire, you hear movement. It takes you a couple bit of rounds to accumulate. You do see sort of a couple spots of glowing in the fog. That looks like they might be lanterns or something like that that somebody's sort of walking along with. But you just see sort of the glow because of the fog. You don't actually see the lantern. And you hear the whistle of what sounds like a police whistle.
Okay.
And we will, I guess, end there because you'll have to choose your aspects. But yes, you all have translated successfully into Baker Street.
So, sweet.
Recursion. Very cool. Awesome.
Excellent.
What will our agents find in the Grimken Meyer portion of the Baker Street recursion? And will Jackson Harper start trending on Twitter? Find out next episode in the conclusion of our first adventure of the Fragile Estate.